We're following up today on the remarkable impact of art therapy. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, we'll talk with a couple of well-known art therapists, including Noelle Kearns. She's an expressive therapy director at Two Rivers Hospital, and also world-renowned expert Kathy Malchiotti. Find out how they use arts as a tool for integrative treatment for both mental and physical healing. Plus, hear about a few other creative therapies for mind-body wellness. Then later in the hour, we'll talk with a young Palestinian writer whose unique style sets a tone for her works. That's on the next Central Standard after this hour's NPR News. City. Just as the pearl serves as an artistic and creative testament to the life of an oyster, from action painting to portraits to script to finger painting, sculpting, and poetry, artwork is sometimes an individual human's most complete autobiography. And to our guest today, life is the most honest and artwork the most truest when it is used therapeutically, helping to change and shape lives. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Today, we revisit the subject of art therapy and its role in healthcare and overall wellness pursuits with our guest, Noelle Kearns, who has served in various leadership roles locally, including as president of the Kansas Art Therapy Association, and she's currently director of expressive therapy at Two Rivers Hospital. And also joining us is Kathy Malchiotti, an internationally renowned art therapist and author of the Art Therapy Sourcebook. She's speaking tonight at TEDx from Overland Park at the Nerman Museum. Got an event going on at the Nerman Museum tonight in Overland Park. Let's begin with Kathy Malchiotti. What is art therapy?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a big question, and I'm going to try to answer it in a very simple way. It's actually two things. One is art making is a process, and it's a process that people often get a lot of health benefits from. They can get relaxation, reduce stress, feel better about themselves from making art. And when I'm talking about making art, I'm talking about visual art, like painting, drawing, although these days it can even be using an iPad to create a drawing on software. The other part of art therapy is making an art object and being able to talk about it. And talking about it is a health-giving process as well, because from talking about your artwork, you can get new insights about yourself.
What were some of the early models in art therapy that inform us on how the process might work today?
Well, if we talk about early models, we can go back to the beginning of human history.
Right. Cave paintings.
Yeah.
I'm stressed out from these mammoths, woolly mammoths. And so I'm going to come in the cave and do some art.
Yeah, exactly. Because art therapy as a profession has probably been around for 60 or 70 years. But art itself as a healing agent has been around since humans started to create art. And humans created art for purposes not only to make things, but also to feel better themselves and to act out things and to translate stories, maybe even overcome traumas and losses through making art.
Thank you, by the way, for giving me the opportunity to say woolly mammoth.
Yes,
thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much for that. Let's bring Noelle Kearns into the conversation. How did you get started in this particular facet of art, art therapy? What was your aha moment?
I think that I was, at that time, early on, starting out doing commercial art, something I didn't really enjoy that much. And what I did was volunteered my time at an elderly community and helped people make art for free. And they really gave me a lot of positive feedback. And what happened was someone said to me, "You're doing art therapy." And I had no idea what that was. And so I started investigating what that was and decided to go to school to get my master's degree.
And going back to Kathy, when did you get started? And how?
I don't know exactly when I got started. I mean, formally, I was trained to be an art therapist. I got a master's degree in art therapy, and I eventually went on to get a doctorate in psychology to kind of upgrade my skills. But I think I became interested in it when I was an artist. I started out as a fine artist, and working with the arts, I always saw that there was something about me reflected in it, that art was really my autobiography.
Were there any moments with treatment or with the people you've worked with over the years that sort of stick out to you, that are particularly moving?
Well, you're asking somebody who's had 3 decades of
Certainly.
Experience in this
Certainly.
Area, so hundreds of things pop up. I think right now is actually the time period I'd like to reflect on because I work with military veterans.
Right.
And
very timely and
yeah,
topical.
I work with the Navy SEALs and I work with the Army and I work with combat military and also veterans who are not going back because they've got challenges with post-traumatic stress. One of the things I think is remarkable about using the arts, and I should say the veterans are embracing the arts very rapidly as a way to heal, that they can tell their stories in ways that words cannot. And they can get that message out to other veterans who then find the healing powers of art. And that's what I find really compelling.
That's probably one of the most constructive channels to get someone who's been through a very traumatic physical and even metaphysical experience to do. How do you get the tough guys who are out there blowing things up, defending their country, how do you get them to actually sit down in front of a canvas or in front of a parchment or in front of a copper layout? How do you get them to
Well, I think it's different for different people, but one of the things that's happening, fortunately, is the veterans that have gotten involved in it are encouraging other veterans to get involved. So my work is not so hard in that sense. But I think you'd have to find for that person the art form that they feel most comfortable with. And that's the first thing that I try to do. I try to find different ways for them to express themselves visually and say, hey, it could be photography. You probably already made art before you came into this room. It's not necessarily something that's going to go up on the gallery wall, but you may get good enough that that may happen. But right now, let's find something that's really appealing to you.
What seems to be a common theme in the visual art pieces that these veterans that you are working with are doing?
Oh, there's so many different things. I mean, some of them are direct expressions about the war, experiences that they've had in combat. Some of them are about family because their families are also affected by what's happened to them, and some of them focus on that. A lot of them, though, end up finding a way through the art as a form of stress reduction and relaxation. So they may use the art as that part of their life now to help take that stress down to a lower level because the stress has been intense for them.
Let's go to Noelle Kearns. Any moments over the years for you as an art therapist that stick out for you?
There's a lot, like Kathy mentioned. I've been at the hospital for 18 years, and most of what I see there are people who come in who are not willing to speak about their emotions, especially people in the military, people who are not used to getting in touch with their feelings and using things to avoid their feelings at all costs. And any time that you bring artwork or music or anything into the frame, people start to connect to their feelings and open up in a safe way. And that's what my job is to allow that safety.
What is the main goal as director of expressive therapy there at Two Rivers Hospital for you, for the patients, when you're interacting with
for
patients?
Them to feel safe and have an outlet to open up about their feelings and to gain insight into what's going on to them and help them control what's going on with them.
Going back over to Kathy Malchiotti, how do you measure progress or efficacy of your art therapy program with any given subject?
Well, one of the things I think is most important, and I say this to everybody that I work with, and including the veterans, that what we want to achieve is a sense of recovery. And recovery means that the trauma didn't go away. The trauma happened. It's always going to be with us. And if we lost somebody on the battlefield, we're always going to have sadness about that. However, when we get to the point where you can tell that story without the trauma symptoms overtaking your life, you still may feel sad, you still may feel unhappy, but you're able to talk about it without being traumatized about it, we know then that we've reached some kind of plateau where you're in better shape than you were.
In a hospital setting, Noelle, is there a particular point where you come in? Are you prescribed by doctors with specific patients?
Kind of. When
do they determine, you know what, this one needs art therapy? When do they determine that?
From admission. This is a group that's basically ordered for them to attend daily. And some of them get them 2-3 times a day, like the kids. The adults get them about once a day. If there's a patient that is really struggling, I might meet with them individually outside of the group setting. But most of my work there is about groups, art therapy groups.
But there's no criteria for sending patients or referring patients or routing patients to your particular practice?
Not necessarily. I mean, the goal is to have them have as many different kinds of therapy as possible, because if they don't respond to one type, they might respond to another type.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Art therapy is a topic we revisit today, the practice of art enhancing the lives of those in a patient setting or in an infirmed state. And we have with us Noelle Kearns, the director of expressive therapy at Two Rivers Hospital, and Kathy Malchiotti, an internationally renowned art therapist and author of the Art Therapy Sourcebook. She's speaking tonight at the TEDx Overland Park event at the Nerman Museum in Overland Park. Kansas City, in what ways have you yourself used art to heal your own calamities and infirmities or those of a loved one? Give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888, or shoot us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org. We want to know how art therapy works in your own personal life. Once again, that number is 816-235-2888. Kathy, in what ways do you use what you see in artwork to take a holistic approach to healing a patient? Do you discuss the pieces? Do you critique the pieces? Do you ask the patients what they feel about them? What do you do?
Well, it's an interesting process in that sometimes people will express things that are pretty powerful and compelling. And you look at it, and possibly anyone could look at it and say, wow, they've expressed some really traumatic or upsetting memory. Sometimes the person is ready to talk about it. Sometimes they aren't. And that's the remarkable thing about the art process. It introduces a new way to communicate before language is possible. One of the things we've learned, which is so amazing over the last 10 years, and from veterans and from children who survived or lost a parent after 9/11, is that profound trauma cuts off the language part of our brain. Art starts to reintroduce that and make that narrative possible. But for each person, it's a process of how long it takes for them to be able to talk again about that incident.
So the art almost becomes a conduit between the linguistic expression and the expression of the subconscious or whatever might be inside of someone's thought process.
Yeah, and you can tell when you've worked with people long enough to know when to start to introduce those questions, what gets them upset, what calms them down, and that's a lot of what I do with the art too, is I provide art experiences that we can go to that can be calming and self-soothing and stress-reducing, so that when we get to the difficult points in talking, we have that to fall back on. We have a safety zone that we can go to.
What kind of art can be produced by people who aren't setting out to make an artistic statement? Because this is therapy. So they're not necessarily making an artistic statement or trying to create a piece of art per se, but merely expressing themselves.
Oh, I just say get a piece of paper and a Sharpie pen and start to doodle. Put on some music that you can get into the groove to and just start to doodle. Because we know now that keeping that kind of activity in your life, whether it's art making or music making or some art form, we're finding now that even in old age, people that do these kinds of things have more flexibility, they have greater cognitive skills, they have a better quality of life.
Let me redirect that question to Noelle Kearns. What type of art is being created by patients who are simply just trying to get through their ordeals?
A good example is when we do a group basically on anger, and I put on a song that's a high-energy song and give them some soft pastels. Just allow them to scribble on the paper, you know, stay within the boundaries of the paper, but just let it out. Think about something you're angry about and let it out, and sometimes we tear it up afterwards.
We're talking about the expressive and healing properties of art therapy here on Central Standard today. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888 is the number to call in. We want to know how you express yourself therapeutically through your use of art. And we have Tracy in Topeka as our first taker this morning. Tracy, welcome to Central Standard.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed the program.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention that being a single mom and I was always pretty much real close to the low end of the poverty levels, my children, my son and my daughter, really found it helpful to write poetry and to draw, but mostly poetry to help get their emotions out and their anger out. And they both still write poetry, and now my 12-year-old granddaughter does the same thing. She draws and she writes poetry and things to get her emotions out. and she's had a pretty rough life, and it just really works well for her.
And Tracy, what do you find that it does for your grandchildren to do poetry and art?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, it gives her a way of expressing herself or expressing her anger. It's almost like writing in a diary for her. You know? She can show it to people if she wants to, but if she doesn't want to, she keeps it to herself. And it helps to relieve her, and it helps to have her concentrate, because kids always think they're right. And it helps her to concentrate and realize that maybe her anger is not well placed, and maybe it is, and it gives her a way to express it.
Thank you very much, Tracy, for contributing to this conversation today on art therapy. Like a diary is what our caller Tracy says. Noelle, is that sort of what art therapy is in a sense?
Kind of, yeah, because what she's saying is that that allows the daughter to keep it to herself, keep it in control. If she wants to share, she can. If not, she doesn't have to, because just the act of producing art is expressive in itself and healing itself. Whether it's shared or not is up to the producer, yeah.
And she mentioned that her grandchildren have reacted positively to it. How have patients reacted over at Two Rivers?
Very positive. It's their favorite group to come to. That's why, there's me and, three other art therapists there, because it's one of the favorite groups.
Kathy Malchiotti, what role does memory play in some of these art pieces and in the formation of them? We see from elderly patients, for instance, terminally ill patients, or even children. You mentioned the military veterans that you work with earlier. What role does memory play?
Well, one of the things I just wanted to go back just for a second here, because Tracy, I'm so happy to hear that a parent, and a grandparent would encourage somebody to do this. The other thing I wanted to say was, this is one of the few therapies that's almost absolutely free. You need a pen and a paper to be able to engage in it. So it's great to hear that story. On the subject of memory, what we're finding is that people used to say art making was a right brain activity. And actually, with all the brain studies that have been done over the last 10 years, we find that making art is a whole brain activity. It reconnects parts of the brain, and it stimulates parts of the brain that are not stimulated by talking alone. So I think no one knows exactly how that functions yet. Why is memory improved? For example, you look at music. Music has been a tremendous tool with older adults who have dementia or Alzheimer's, because the music triggers memories that are stored in the brain in ways that just having that conversation with the person does not.
Yes, my grandmother had Alzheimer's and eventually died of complications from it. Toward the end there, the only thing that she would respond to was maybe an old gospel song, which
exactly.
I found very fascinating. Very fascinating indeed. Julie in Overland Park, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi, thank you. I was just calling because I kind of accidentally discovered art therapy on my own. A couple of years ago, we had a really tragic loss in our family and in our business, kind of several things at once. And my kids were artistic, and they were making collages. And so I made a collage, kind of a scrapbook collage, and I was shocked at, I cut out pieces from magazines and cut out words, and at the end of the day, I had this picture of, someone falling into tornadoes and flames, and it was very difficult to put together. It's almost difficult to look at it now, but it was very healing. It was like I couldn't find all the words for the powerful feelings. And I actually have a question on the end of that, is that this is a few years later, and my husband just passed away, and I'm fighting a terminal illness, and and so I'm back in that place, but I have no words again. And you just said something about when you have profound trauma, that you don't always, you lose language or the narrative. And I was wondering what I can do on my own again to try to find words for what's happening again, to be very present in what I'm going through, but to be able to express it, and my kids too, to be able to express it. What can we do?
Great question from Julie. Thank you for sharing some very harrowing personal information as well in this discussion on art therapy. Go ahead and take that away, Kathy.
Well, first I wanted to say, Julie, thanks for sharing that. And I'm so touched by all the things you've gone through, but also the story that you've shared. Just keep doing what you're doing. But also, what's really helpful, I think, in all of this, we haven't talked about the art therapists in the mix here. It's often helpful to be able to do the kinds of things you're doing and have someone be a witness to that, whether it's the art therapist or some community leader maybe in your church or somebody else you trust, to be able to talk about it and witness what you're doing, what you feel comfortable in sharing, because that's part of it, being able to talk about it. And you will find that you will find the words, because as that process continues, the words will start to come.
Jenny in Kansas City, Missouri, welcome to Central Standard.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you there?
Take it away. We're always here.
Okay. I was wondering, I'm going to be going back to school, and I'd like to get a degree in art therapy. And I guess my question is I'm more focused on children's therapeutic process. And I was wondering, what is there a demand for that, or how are things going for kids as far as art process goes and expressing feelings? And is there a common is there like a demand for that?
A vocational question from Jenny in Kansas City. Is there a demand for children's art therapy programs, Noelle?
Well, there are a lot of art therapy programs in just Kansas City that I know of, and also in Kansas. You'll find them mostly in hospitals, mostly in schools, nursing homes, prisons, things like that. It's not going to be a job that you see in the paper advertised or that much online, but there are openings, and I'm proof of that, I guess, and so is Kathy.
Kathy, tell us about this TEDx event tonight in Overland Park. What will you be speaking about?
Well, a little bit about what we talked about today, but basically about what art therapy is, what it isn't, and two kind of short stories about children's art as expressed after 9/11, after September 11th, 2001. And what's going on in terms of contributions from art therapists with combat military and veterans.
You mentioned you'll be discussing what art therapy is not. That's an interesting point to bring up. What is art therapy not?
Well, I get a lot of crazy questions when somebody hears I'm an art therapist. They usually go, wow, that's so interesting. You're an art therapist. Do you cure bad paintings? Do you help artists who are sick or disturbed? My dad asked that question quite frequently. And other people wonder if it's only about interpreting what's in the drawings. So I'm hoping to dismiss or at least clarify a little bit of those the thought pattern about what art therapy is.
Well, that sounds like a pretty niche practice to have, an actual art therapist specifically for artists who are going through their angst.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
That might be a good niche. Austin tweets in. He's a frequent tweeter here on Central Standard. Good to hear from you again, Austin. Austin tweets in, art changed my life. It's been so profound that I've actually dedicated my life to the arts. It smooths his life. Smooth as a verb. It smooths his life. Thank you very much, Austin. How do you use therapy on yourself, Kathy, through art? You're a former artist. You practice art therapy. But when you unwind, do you apply some of the principles that you apply to other people?
Oh, yes. I think my work is very intertwined with what I see in people I work with, what I ask them to do. One of the things I do with military families right now is scrapbooking. And a lot of my artwork is around putting collages together, putting memorabilia together, just as I might ask a combat military family to, let's put together the things that are part of that service to your country. Let's put together images of courage. Let's put together images about what you've contributed in terms of your service to this country.
Noelle, what about you? How do you use art therapy for yourself?
Well, I have a stressful job a little bit, and so when I go home, a lot of times it's nice to pull out one of my many journals and sketch and scribble, and the same thing I have my clients do at work. And I'm also fortunate enough to do art at work with my clients at times as well.
And what does it do for you, art therapy?
It's everything. It helps me feel free. It helps me feel in control. It helps me relax. It helps me express what I need to express.
What are some of the reactions of patients or individuals you work with about art therapy? Maybe they've called back years later, Kathy.
Oh, yes. I've had a lot of those. I when I first started working, I worked with adolescents in a public school that were in an alternative program, had a lot of challenges. And I won't say how many years later, but they're still sending me now emails and checking in with me to say, I remember what we did back then. That was really something. That was something I took away that made my life better. And that's what really makes this work tremendous, when you get that kind of feedback.
You ever had anybody that actually delved into art, that actually became an artist as a result of this therapy?
Yeah, mostly become an artist. It's interesting. Not so much become an art therapist, but go into the arts in some way.
Right. Yeah. Most become an artist.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the military during this time period of, now I've worked with them 5 years, are starting to find an artist's identity, showing artwork.
Our guests are Noel Kearns, Director of Expressive Therapy at Two Rivers Hospital, who's also served in various leadership roles locally, including as president of the Kansas Art Therapy Association. And our other guest was Kathy Malchiotti, an internationally renowned art therapist and author of the Art Therapy Sourcebook. She's speaking tonight at the TEDx Overland Park event in Nerman Museum in Overland Park, as I mentioned. Noel, Kathy, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.